So tonight we'll focus on last shiur, preparation for Rosh Hashanah. So we'll focus on the concept of Malchius, which really is the main issue that we deal with on Rosh Hashanah, the main kavana that the Rosh Hashanah tefillos are. They revolve around, everything on Rosh Hashanah revolves around this concept of being Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's try to have a little deeper understanding, A, what exactly it means, how are we Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do we do to be Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is davening, how does davening somehow translate into making HaKadosh Baruch Hu the king, why does that all happen through davening, or maybe there's something else we need to do. And secondly, and more importantly, how can we relate? It's not so easy to relate to the Inyan of Malchus. It's not something that's within our direct day-to-day living. It's not something that easily, it's not something that we understand easily that we need to care about and we need to have a hergish about. So it's not a hergish that comes easily. So how can we relate to it? How can we get a hergish? How can we daven and mean what we're saying? So we'll start with the Maimar HaChachma that's on the other side, whichever side you're holding. It says Maimar HaChachma on top. This is the Ramchal. This is not all in order in the actual Sefer. I just cut and pasted a couple of pieces here. So really the first paragraph is a Hemshuch from, he had just explained the current situation in the world today. And the current situation in the world today, according to the Ramchal, everything is really backwards. Klal Yisrael is supposed to be on top, and they're supposed to be the ones who are shalit in the whole world, in charge of the whole world, and in control of the whole world. And the Ummah Sa'ilam, all the Goyim, are supposed to be subservient to Klal Yisrael, and that would be the most ideal situation, and that would be the most ideal for everybody. It would be good for us, and it would be even better for the Ummah Sa'ilam. And he goes on to explain, this is all before this, he explains where that's the only way the true Malchus Shemayim would have been able to express itself, and that would be the only way all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to put on this world would truly be able to come to this world. Now, he says, V'amnam, Siba Shnei Matzav Mo'ela Shezacharnu, the cause for the situation being the way it is, Hinei Hi Hi Golois Malchusu Yizbarach Ba'alamai or His Alma. It is dependent on, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus displayed in the world? Is it clear, Ayis Alma, or is it hidden? Ki Imhim is Galus, if it can be clear, Hine HaToiv Shailet, then the good that he has is able to reach the world, it's able to affect the world, and it goes to Klal Yisrael, Shehem Yishlatu, and they will be in charge, they'll be in control, but otherwise, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is hidden, so then what happens is the Ummah Sa'ilam are in charge, and then that prevents any good from reaching the world. Now, right? Yeah, when I was learning this, I was thinking, you know, we daven for Mashiach, really, we daven every day in Shemoneh Esrei, three times a day. And it's the Yisodis Amunah from Nani Mamun, Chakle B'chol Yom Shiavai. But if you take a minute to think about how foreign it is to us to understand the situation that we're really davening for, it's not an easy thing to be margish, just to actualize it in your head, just to take a minute. I remember someone wrote an English book, Rabbi, what's his name again? Rabbi Pinchas Winston. Sam Pelliner Yisrael lives in Talston, Talm Chacham. And he wrote a book, novel form, a short book, just to describe what, you know, in his imagination, what the Bias HaMashiach will look like and what the world will look like immediately at that point. And it's very hard for us to relate to it, to relate to the a truth fact of Klal Yisrael being in charge of the whole world, being in control. And there's no America, and there's no England, and there's no Russia, and there's no Egypt, and there's no nothing. There's no other Malchus. The only Malchus, the only Memshala, the only power, only government, will be Klal Yisrael's government, and all other nations are subservient. Will be a world unified government, but a very, very non-democratic, very different from what we're used to and what we vote for, and what we, so to speak, appreciate. That's very much not what Yemei HaMashiach will be. There'll be a king, in the full sense of the word. And it takes a minute to just think a little bit about what you're davening for, what the situation will be. And it's very important, because when we're davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be a melech, we mean a melech. We mean a king in the full sense of the word, which means that we have very little control, and we're told what to do, and we follow directions, which is ultimately going to be the best and most wonderful thing for us. And it'll be a hakara that we'll all have full understanding of and full appreciation of in the time of Yemei Mashiach. But that's what he's just explaining, the Ramchal, that when we daven tefillas Rosh Hashanah, you look at all the tefillas, we say that, harisha kula kashin tichla kisaber mamshal zadim in haaretz. All the things we're davening for is a total change in the world as we know it, and a total remake of government and of system and the way everything works. And that is ultimately the most tremendous thing that could happen to the world. And he's explaining that with Klal Yisrael being shaylet, all the good that can possibly come to the world will come, but only that way, only through Klal Yisrael. And then he explains, Va'al ulam, v'yoyim Rosh Hashanah, ha'adam baruch hu, on the day of Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, oyme kiviyachal bebechinas melech ha'olamai, he reinstates himself as the melech, the king on the world. Va'al kein, hine hashor ruya, if so, that's the right time. Lefanav, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is ready to be mekabel this tefillah she'igala malchus elagamri ba'olam, that his malchus should be totally nizgala in the world. Yisukin ha'olam ayidei zeh, and the world will be mesukin through this. Va'al ikar zeh nivne kol hanusach hanosef hazeh, and on this concept is all the nusach of tefillah Rosh Hashanah is built on this concept. So that means it's a good time to daven for it, but he doesn't explain why where tefillah plays a role, why tefillah plays a role, and is tefillah itself just we're davening it should happen? Are we actually being mamluch? What role are we playing in this? That's what we'll see sooner. The Chaim Friedlander there explains it. Sif Zechaim, v'hine, v'tchila nemar, yizkada shimcha v'chulu, v'haynu sheyivada malchusa ba'olam v'yizgala. The first tefillah we say is yizkada shimcha, and that is that the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be known at b'hizchazka al Yisrael, by being nischazik on Yisrael, by being asserted on Klal Yisrael, v'zal Yisrael amecha. And this is the last thing which Reb Chaim Friedlander is going to explain, that why is it so imperative that Malchus Shemayim has to be through us? Why is it so imperative that we show, we understand Malchus Shemayim, we accept Malchus Shemayim, and we do Malchus, Tamlichuni Aleichem? Why is that so imperative? Why us? Why is that so necessary? So before we go to the next paragraph, let's go now over to Rav Chaim Friedlander and let's see how he explains this. Let's turn over the page. Malchus Shemayim etlui b'am Yisrael. Malchus Shemayim is dependent on Klal Yisrael. Choyves hayem shel Rosh Hashanah. The obligation we all have on Rosh Hashanah is imru lufanei Malchus. Say in Gemara slash Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, say Malchus in front of me. Kedei shetam luchuni alechem. By saying Malchus, you will be mamluch me on you. You will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, you'll be, accept me as a king. Inyan ha'amiris ha'malchus, the concept of saying a malchus, hu ke'em tzoy, it's a method. It's a process. La'ham lochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleinu, that through that, we can make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the king on us. Ach, tzarech lahavin, we have to understand. V'chi HaKadosh Baruch Hu zokuk sha'anu namlichai, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need us to make him into a king? What is our part in making HaKadosh Baruch Hu a king? Harei adoin olam asher malach b'terem kol yitzir nivra. Right, HaKadosh Baruch adoin olam means Hashem. Asher malach, he was the king b'terem kol yitzir nivra, even before anything was created. And then we say v'acharei kechlois hakol, and after everything is destroyed, levada yimlechner, he'll be alone and he'll be a melech. Comes out lefnei b'riyas ha'olam hu melech, before the world was created, he was a king. And he'll be the king after everything is gone. He's perfectly fine on his own. He could be a king without any help, and he doesn't need anybody to make him into a king. So what does it mean that we have to be Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is it necessary? Why is it dependent on us? And why is it? What role does that do we play? If we begin to understand the essence of our purpose in making HaKadosh Baruch Hu a melech, nira es hatafkid hagadol, we'll see the great responsibility of achrayis hakveda Harivata Salanu Alainu that lies upon us Bukhala Shana all year. Ubufrak Rosh Hashanah, and specifically in Rosh Hashanah. Shazohi Mahus Khabis Yahim, this is the essence of the obligation on that day. Bizeo Gam Hamafteh, this is also the key. Lahabin Aymekadin Shal Rosh Hashanah. To understand what exactly is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be dan us on our Rosh Hashanah. What is it that we're going to be judged on Rosh Hashanah? He's going to explain that we're going to be judged very specifically on this point. How much have we been mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How much have we been successful to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a melech? What part have we played in causing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus to be clear and to be shown in the world? And that's what the din is on. So now it goes on. Malchus Shemayim tluya banu. Malchus Shemayim is dependent on us. Haramchal b'maimer ha'chachma kasev, as we just quoted. B'yom Rosh Hashanah, on the day of Rosh Hashanah, ha'adim baruch hu oymi kiviyachal b'vachinas melach. The Ebeshe is like a king al-Kalamai on the world. Al-Kain. Hine ha'sharu u'ilis ba'alafana. This is the right time to daven. Shigal malchus ha'lagamri ba'olam, that his malchus should be totally revealed in the world. Vadai, he says. Kilifnei ha'tfilu l'gilu malchus, before we start davening, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Megala his Malchus, Trichon Anu Reishis L'Hamlich Aleinu. First, we need to be Mamlechem on ourselves. Ayidei Amru Lufanei Malchus. Ba'amira Shehi Lufnai, with an Amir which is within us, Im Kalapnimi is with all of death. You know, it's very easy for us to daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be Mamlech, and you should be a king, and the whole world, and everything, etc., etc., but we have to, it has to reflect in us in some way. You know, I remember I was once davening in a shul, and there was some guy there with his kid, and he was davening without a hat, without a jacket, just his tefillin and his talis, and he was yelling at his kid, "Where's your hat and jacket?" He was yelling at him. So then he looks at me, and he noticed that, you know, I was watching. So he says, "Yeah, do as I say, not as I do." And he was fine. Like, okay. So, you know, we'll go on and on and on about Malchus Shemayim and say all that in Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, but it has to reflect some sort of somewhere in our Avodas Hashem and somewhere in our She'ifas and our Ritainas that we have some connection to it, we care about it, and we're doing something about it. So what is it? What is it that we need to do? Not only Acher Shehi Karnu Ba'akara Pnimis in Yizet, it's only after we have some previously understanding, some deep understanding, some internal understanding of this inyan, that's only when we can start davening and we have permission to say, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should go and be Megal his Malchus in the world. So what he's saying is that a prerequisite to davening Rosh Hashanah before we start davening is we have to, in some way, no matter how minute, but we have to relate to what we're saying. We have to have some, in some way, it should mean something to us, and our actions and our tefillah should reflect that Malchus Shemayim means something to us. Echa mipsukim haMalchus, one of the psukim of Malchus is Vayihi Bishurin Melech beHisasef Rashi Am Yachad Shifte Yisrael. So the translate is Vayihi Bishurin Melech. Yishurin refers to Klal Yisrael. It's another word for Klal Yisrael. So Vayihi Bishurin Melech, and the Yishurin in Klal Yisrael, there's a Melech which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When is that? Behisasef Rosh Hayam, when all the leaders of the nation get together, Yachad Shifte Yisrael, and all the Shvatim of Klal Yisrael are as one. V'darshu Chazal B'Sifri, Chazal made a drash on this. Vayihi Bishurin Melech, Yishu Yisrael Shavim Be'etze Achas Mul Mata. When Klal Yisrael is and as one, Be'etze Achas, with one idea, with one kavana, Mul Mata, then Shmoy Hagadol Mishtabech L'Mayla. Then his name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, is Mishtabech M'Mayla. Shenem, Arayhi Bishur Melech, Emosai, when is he a Melech? Behis Asif Rosh Hayom. Only when it's his Asif Rosh Hayom. Yachad Shifti Yisrael. Kishem Asuim Aguda Achas. Only when they're together. They're unified. V'loi Kishem Asuim Agudus Agudus. Not when they're many different groups. V'chenu Oymer Habuina B'Shamayim Ma'alo Yisav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds his towers in Shemayim. V'agudasai, but the group, the source of it, Al Eretz Yisada, is its foundation is in the world. Ba'aretz anu boinen es hayisodes l'malchus shemayim. In this world, we build the foundations for malchus shemayim. Ba'hamailus and the steps harayim b'shemayim. Reshim nichay oimer. Mashal la'adam, a mashal for a person. Shehevi shtei sfinis. He brought two ships together. Ve'kashram, he tied both ships. Ve'huganim, with ropes, uve eshtois, and with chains, uvona aleim palturim. And then on these two connected ships, these two floating platforms, he built a palace. Now, kolzman shasvinus kshurois, as long as these two floating platforms are attached, palturim kayamim, the palace will be able to exist. Parashu shasvinus, then when cuts the ropes, then they're going to separate, and then the palace will fall into the sea. Ein palturim kayamim. Kach. Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael does the rust and shall Hakadosh Baruch Hu ma'aloisam b'shamayim agudasai al eretz yisoda. So there is a concept that Klal Yisrael needs to be the aguda achas. Klal Yisrael has to be all of one mindset of serving Hakadosh Baruch Hu in order that the palterin, which is the malchus shamayim Hakadosh Baruch Hu, should have a keep. So now, just to explain what this means, so it means as follows: when we say Hakadosh Baruch Hu has a kisei kavod. He has a chair. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a goof. He doesn't sit. He doesn't need a chair. So what does it mean, a kisei kavod? What's the concept of kisei kavod mean? A kisei kavod means the concept of a kisei of a melech is where a king relates to his nation. That's how a king relates to his nation. He sits on his chair and they come before him, they present their issues, he discusses things with them. Kisei HaKavod is the epitome of where a king has a relationship with his nation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with the world is through Kisei HaKavod. That's the way he's done the world, that's the way he's noyig with the world. All those hanhagas are called Kisei HaKavod. The Kisei HaKavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is running the world and doing everything, is as far as we recognize it and as much as we recognize it. Now, when you look at the greater Jewish nation today, which includes reform, conservative, orthodox, unorthodox, all various different factions of Judaism, there is such a confusion, if you want to put everything together in one jumble, the amount of confusion that creates is basically, it's, if you put it all together, you can't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It won't add up. Yeah, I think I mentioned this one in the speech that I was reading an article where there was this was a Fry person writing it for, I forgot which newspaper, and they were discussing how do you define a Jew. And this writer was bringing Orthodoxy's view of what a Jew's definition is, and Reform's view of and kind of conservative's view of what a Jew is. And her view of what a Jew is that if you feel like a Jew, then you're a Jew. So by the time you're done, there's not much left of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's not much left of his shlita, not much left of the Torah, not much left of anything. So the lack of clarity and the way all these things split up and get split and double split and divided and subdivided leaves absolutely no makom for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to relate to this world. People, not Orthodox obviously, but the non-Orthodox or whatever, or other variations of it, think that the answer is Achdus, Av Yisrael, loving each other, but that loving each other and being one as Jews won't help anything if there's no Achdus and Das, if there's no Achdus in Akar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That type of Achdus doesn't help HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. Well, I mean, it's wonderful and it's beautiful, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates it. And even if people are everyday by Dezara, if they're B'Shalom, they get Hatava. That's all true. But for Malchus Shemayim, it doesn't do too much. If there is no unity in Deus, right? Unity outside of Deus does not bring any ability for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus Shemayim to be Nizgala in this world. So we all understand very easily, outside of Orthodoxy, how the Pirud that there exists among all the different factions totally destroys any semblance of Gilui Kvod Shemayim. Now, even within us, right, even within our, what we understand, with amongst ourselves, we all believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we all believe in the same Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and we all have the same beliefs. But for us to not be able to work together in Avodas Hashem is also the biggest denial of Malchus Shemayim. For Lamashal, if you have two soldiers that, they were at night, they were in the bunk together, and they got into an argument, and the argument went into a fist fight, and they're really ready to kill each other, and they get pulled apart by their friends and, you know, sent to different parts of the different bunks and whatever, and they're separated. And then the next day they go out into the war field, and you know, the Arabs or whatever is attacking them, and this guy says, listen, there's no way I'm shooting my gun next to that guy. I'm not standing next to him shooting my gun. I can't stand his guts, you know. Hey, put me somewhere else. Put me in the Air Force. You know, so that's the epitome of someone who has absolutely no recognition of what his responsibility is. You know, that's and it's flaunting and denying, you know, the command and the acceptance of what his job is. So if we allow petty things, relatively speaking, to come in the way of doing Avodas Hashem and working together, that is not only prevents Malchus Shemayim, but in and of itself is denying Malchus Shemayim. We have no hakara of Malchus Shemayim if we allow other things to get in the way. We're not appreciating at all what it is our obligation is. We're not appreciating how important our obligation is. People come together when there's an Eitz Tzara, right? When there's a Lo Aleinu, if there's a huge tragedy, people come together and they tackle. They do. We do put aside our differences at that point, and we'll all work together. If there's, you know, some sort of a huge tragedy, a national tragedy, everybody comes together. Everybody davens together. We forget our differences and we work together because we realize the importance of it. And if we don't do that for Avodas Hashem, that means we're not recognizing the importance of that. So this concept that Malchus Shemayim, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to relate to us, is built on the yesoid, on the foundation of the Svinas being tied together. If we can't work together, then there's no way Malchus Shemayim can survive. Chazal is teaching us two yesoidis which are attached to each other. Kan ba'aretz anu boinenes Malchus Shemayim, ba'aleinu hi miskayemes. We create Malchus Shemayim, and it relies on us. Malchus Shabeis, Malchus Shemayim tluya banu ad kama she'ana aguda achas. Malchus Shemayim, not only is it dependent on us, but it is dependent, secondly, dependent on how much we can work together. She'ein lanu matara retzoynes acherim. We have to put aside any other rotzen, any other ideal, any other goal. Ela kulanu ugadim matara achas legilui malchus v'bria. So we understand now that we are intrinsic for there should be Malchus Shemayim. We are intrinsic that there should be a hamlocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should be able to relate as a king. Sure, he is a king. He is a king with and without us. But in order to relate to us as a king, we have to accept him as a king. Otherwise, he can't relate to us as a king. And if we can't accept him as one, then there is no Malchus. Malchus, by definition, is we follow what the Melech says. We have the responsibility of what the Melech is, regardless of what our own things are. If you think for a mashal for a minute, and this is really the way we have to perceive Rosh Hashanah itself, and this could give us a shtickel of Osiris for tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. If tonight, instead of myself speaking over here, we managed to get Rav Matisyahu Solomon to speak for our tzibur, Be'inyan tefillah, or we got Rav Malkiel Kotler, or we got Aaron Leib Steinman to speak, came in, flew in special from Eretz Yisrael, or Chaim Kanievsky. And this was the turnout. Right? So, for me, this is gevaldik. But for Chaim Kanievsky, that would be a tremendous bezyanus. Right? Even to have it here would be tremendous bezyanus. For him to come, special, to have to speak, and this is the turnout. Now, we understand that it's not so much, the hergish we would have is not so much that, oh, he's going to feel bad. He's probably way beyond that, and he's probably very happy to talk to two people. That's not the hergish. It's for us. They say, what a bizayin. It's intrinsically a bizayin. We wouldn't be able to deal with that bizayin, and we wouldn't be able to be party to such a bizayin. If we would be the only one sitting here in this room and he's sitting up here giving a drasha, we would be eating ourselves alive. We can't sit here. We're the only ones here. We want to, like, cut ourselves in half and triple ourselves, do something, fill up the room, you know, something, make some more of a respect, some more of a covet. So there's a heritage we can have that it's not so much that it's a bazillion to that person, and that person feels bad, and we have a relationship. It's we have a very clear concept that this is not this doesn't pass, and this is a bizyanus, and it can't be this way. Rosh Hashanah is a time when we come to Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, and we're davening on Malchus Shemayim. That's the picture that's happening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming down. He came to give a drasha, and there's no one listening. No, not even one person's paying attention. And that bizayin is where we come and daven, and we express ourselves, and we say, that bothers us. We care. That's what he goes on to say here. He said, now we'll just skip to the next paragraph over here. Gilu Malchus Ha'idei Tefillah. Hamlachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being Mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avayda Kasher Shabimikdashi. It's a difficult Avayda. V'lchein, Poinamanu Mevakshim. We actually daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chein Tein Pachtecha. He should help us. Tein, Hulash Matana, Mitzidish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein Mevakshim Anu, and we also daven, Timlach Ata Hashem Levadecha. You should be, you should rule. Shehein Tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yigalas Malchus Ha'aleinu. Umadua Anu Mevakshim Zais. Why are we asking for this? Hare Malchus Shemayim Tluya Banu. It's up to us. Ki Ayideh Hamlachas Ayideh Hamlachas B'Dechtainim. We need to give him his rule. Hatshuvihi Sha'achim Mitzad Eichad Tafkidenu Hamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true. Our job is to be Mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our Maisim should reflect that. Umalchus Amnon Tluya Banu. Avom Idach Yisa. Emtze'enu Heim Dalim Livnois As Malchus Shemayim. It's very difficult for us. We have very little tools to build Malchus Shemayim. Al Kain, ha'avoyde ha'mutalas aleinu. What is it that we need to do? He lishayif. We have to care. We have to have a she'ifa. We have to have a ratzin. It has to bother us. Uluvakesh me'akashar kashar baruch higal malchus aleinu. Ukefi she'ifayseinu tefilaseinu. And as much as we care, and as much as we have a hergish, and as much as we daven, kach megal ha'kashar baruch malchus aleinu. To that level, ha'kashar baruch megal is malchus. So, when we come to daven and tefillah Rosh Hashanah, we're doing a tefillah in the classic form, which is we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through Bakasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. But there is the deeper sense, and that's where the preparation for Rosh Hashanah is that we're davening also to express and to show that we care. And we want that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Megal HaZmalchus. And that itself that we want is Malchus Shemayim. That creates Malchus Shemayim. And at the level that we want, the level, and whatever level a person can achieve, whatever level of thought or kavana during Shemoneh Esrei, that you can have some sort of relationship to what you're saying, some sort of appreciation for the tremendous bizayon, the tremendous disgrace that's going on when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down and is ignored. Any level that a person can relate to that creates that much more of Malchus Shemayim in his tefillah. And through any hergish a person has of Malchus Shemayim, that also puts aside our petty interests and our own insignificant ritzainess and goals, and through that it's ma'achadas. We know we have a common goal, and we have a more important goal and a more important thing. And that there's thousands and millions of levels in that. Every level a person achieves creates zelu mazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself that much more. The more HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala us, the easier it is for us to recognize his gilui. And so on and so forth. So we have to set the wheel in motion. To set the wheel in motion is to express that original she'ifa, that original ratzon, daven, and it should mean something that we actually care, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus should have a gilui, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be recognized.